The UN mission in Liberia has been carrying out sensitization campaigns in remote areas to prepare civilians and former fighters for the deployment of peacekeepers and disarmament of former fighters. As the second of two UN helicopters landed on a soccer field outside the small farming town of Barclayville, nearly 1,000 villagers converged onto the area. They sang peace songs to greet a dozen Bangladeshi peacekeepers, another dozen UN officials, and several Liberian musicians who arrived for a so-called sensitization campaign. A local rebel leader wearing a red beret, Shetty Amayo, used his cane to keep curious children away from the visitors. He told the UN representatives he is ready to disarm.
I'm a mobile soldier from 1st Platoon. I have my commander around here, and we are happy. If you can't hear me tomorrow, come with your soldier and make sure your man be disarmed, and we are ready for the disarmament team. We'll make sure to give the arm. We'll do that for freedom in the country.
Model was one of two rebel groups fighting against militias close to former President Charles Taylor. The former rebel-turned-president fled to Nigeria in August, effectively ending the war and allowing the peacekeepers to deploy. One of them, Bangladeshi Major Shanyul Huq Shani, says he is surprised by the warm reception the troops have received.
It's amazing, and I'm really enchanted seeing their response. It's great. I've been in many other places like this today's program, but wherever I have gone, I saw that everybody is saying the first word, we need peace. We need peace, we need peace, and they all need peace. Now, the peace workers have come. I think the peace will be restored very soon.
For about 1 hour, officials from different UN agencies spoke to the crowd about all the aid they were to expect once the peacekeepers deployed, including food, healthcare, and rehabilitation programs for former fighters. A Swedish UN liaison officer, Major Goran Arvidsson, outlined the disarmament procedures and instructed them on safety.
Some people turn up with explosives, grenades, mortar grenades or rounds that has been fired, didn't work, but people have picked them up because they should bring them to the disarmament. That is very dangerous.
Ahead of militia fighters, General C. Kante apologized to the crowd for the abuses committed by his fighters.
We know, we do plenty of things. We take people chicken, God, everything we do. You understand? So beg you for your forgive us. Now, one. So those things are all your forgive us. We got to come back home.
Even though many civilians are complaining the looting and terror continue unabated, Barclayville resident Mary Efnyanti says she is willing to forgive.
We are happy to accept them in the community because they were, some of them, as the people say, some of them were doing it because of how to live. So now the way things are like this, even we who here, we try to comfort them. We counsel them. We're not telling them that, hey, you are holding on, you did this to me. No, we're not doing that.
The visit ended with a popular clown called Butini telling children to go back to school and put the horrors of war behind them. There are more than 12,000 peacekeepers in Liberia, deployed mostly in the capital, Monrovia. Disarmament, which started briefly in the capital in December, was suspended when too many former fighters showed up and overwhelmed the system. The UN is promising this time it will proceed in more orderly fashion. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Barclayville.